Nowhere is Turkey's hesitancy to join the coalition more glaring than in the Syrian Kurdish city of Kobani, where Kurdish fighters have been battling an Islamic State onslaught. Kurds in Turkey have pleaded with Ankara to intervene militarily to prevent the militants from capturing the city on the Syrian-Turkish border. But analysts say Turkey has not done so because of alleged ties between Kobani's Kurdish defenders and Turkey's outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK. Henry Barkey of the Washington-based Bipartisan Policy Center says Ankara would rather see Kobani fall. During a panel discussion, Barkey said the emergence of an independent Kurdish region in northern Syria could push the PKK to ask for a similar power-sharing deal.
For the Turks, strategically, especially at the time when they are in negotiations with the PKK of an Öcalan, some kind of solution to the Turkish-Kurdish problem, the emergence of another autonomous region in northern Syria is too much to bear strategically.
Barkey and fellow panelist Eric Edelman, a former U.S. ambassador to Ankara, agreed it is in Turkey's best interest to work with the United States on combating the Islamic State.
Obviously, both the United States and Turkey need each other. That, I think, goes without saying.
The disconnect in U.S.-Turkish priorities has contributed to miscommunication between the two countries. Recently, they differed publicly whether a deal had been reached for the U.S. to use the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey for offensive operations against Islamic State fighters. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice announced a deal, but Turkey said not so fast. Barkey says it is not in Turkey's best long-term interest to maintain its isolation.
The price may be going up for Turkey and not for us, in the sense that, especially after the National Security Advisor says we have a deal, the Turk says we don't have a deal, that's not how you make friends in Washington and certainly in the White House. I mean, I think the fact that the Turks will find that their being on the outside is very uncomfortable.
Retired U.S. General John Allen, the Obama administration's envoy to the coalition against the Islamic State, is helping coordinate what the partners will contribute to the mission. Edelman says General Allen will find the Turks will want commitments from Washington.
Turkey does have some concerns that it doesn't feel are being addressed by the United States, so it stands to reason they would want to get certain kinds of commitments about what the U.S. is or isn't willing to do before it determines what it, for its part, might be willing to do.
Among the commitments, Turkey wants the U.S. to declare a no-fly zone in northern Syria near the Turkish border to create a safe haven for moderate rebels fighting the Syrian government. Mike Richman, VOA News, Washington.